Lyndon Green from Poetical Consequences. What's Poetical Consequences all about?
Poetical Consequences started on the back of the spoken word night that I organise at the Jolly Brewer in Lincoln, which is the last Thursday of the month. The next one's the 25th of July. Just to get that plug in now, because I'll probably forget. And basically what it is our friends with Lucy and Zeph, who have organised the Funniest Folk Festival with their friends. And just as an idea for a workshop was to do the Poetical Consequences. I've done it a couple of times in Lincoln, whereby people who come along to the spoken word, they, for a more social event, kind of come along and we have pieces of paper and there's a series of questions and you, which kind of like prompt what you're going to write, and then you write a line or two and then you fold it over and you pass it on, and the next person picks up the next prompt and they write something and then they fold it over and then the next person, so it goes like this. You have no idea what the person previous has written, and that's the consequence. So when we come to the end of the piece of paper and we unfold it, there should be some curious dynamic creative thought that's collectively made in a poem of sorts by a number of people. So it's kind of like collective creativity, which I know some people don't agree with, but on this occasion it's just a laugh really.
And is that what you're doing today?
Yeah, that's the idea. So at 5 o'clock on Saturday we're gonna I'm gonna be set up on here. I've just got a few sheets of paper and some pencils so people can come along and have a go. It's completely anonymous if you want it to be, the idea is if there's some really good stuff then it'll be performed tomorrow, and if people want to come back tomorrow and read it, or they want to read their own poetry, I mean they might want to just come up onto the stage at 5 o'clock and have a go at the Poetical Consequences and share a bit of their own poetry anyway. But this is the whole idea, is for people so they can come along and share their thoughts and ideas and prose, poetry, I don't know, penciled thought, I think that's what I wrote on there. Just kind of get the stuff out. So I think lots of people have got lots of good thoughts and ideas, and sometimes just putting it down on paper can make a whole difference, because you've let it out, it's escaped and it doesn't chew up inside you. So yeah, it's kind of cathartic and therapeutic in some way as well.
So. And what do you think of the festival so far?
Festival's awesome, yeah. Unfortunately, I only arrived a few hours ago, so I saw Katie Abbott, who I've seen before a few years ago, and it was a real pleasure to see her again. Obviously I'm not going to see what's going on at the moment because I'm setting up for the workshop, but looking forward to tomorrow and sort of seeing what else goes on later this evening. And yeah, we're pitched up, so we're all ready to just relax and enjoy. So, but yes, Lucy and Zeph have put a lot of hard work in, and they've been building up to it for a while now. So yeah, and my first time here at Caister. So I've heard lots of good things on it, and it's living up to its tales so far. So yeah.
And what do you think is so special about festivals like this?
They're smaller and intimate. They're not over commercialised, and you know, it's people coming to have a nice time with friends and enjoy the space and relax and I mean, maybe it's preaching to the converted, because a lot of people who come to this sort of thing already think that way. Yeah. But it's really important to kind of, I think so many people get caught up in the rat race and commercialism, and they don't appreciate that this is actually more beneficial than anything you eat, drink or take could do for you, possibly, is just to be in nature, enjoy it. So yeah, I think this affords people that opportunity, and it's a really, really special thing. So.